Welcome to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast, where we are turning your dream of writing a book into your reality. On this show, you'll learn how to write, publish, and launch a nonfiction book from the most elite professionals and entrepreneurs from around the world. I'm your host, Jake Kelfer, four-time bestselling author and founder of the Big Idea to Bestseller program, and I'm here to reveal the secrets of what it takes to write an incredible book to grow your business, become the go-to expert, and change the world. So whether you want more credibility, you want more coaching clients, you want to start a business, or you simply want to share a powerful message, this podcast was made for you. Let's go! Is content and creating social media content super easy for you? Is creating content something that takes you a couple hours a week, that you're constantly thinking and rethinking of new ideas and how you're going to structure and organize it? Well, what if there was a way to not only have an unlimited amount of content, but what if there was a way to have an unlimited amount of content that can convert, and on top of it, you end up with a best-selling book? Would that be a little bit easier? Yeah. I'm going to share with you right now how you can take a book, do the work one time, and then create unlimited social media content that will convert on the back end for your actual business objectives. Okay, this is something that I came across randomly as I was writing multiple books, and I was running out of time to write my books and then create social content. But I knew I wanted both. And so what I figured out was, when I was on the road traveling and speaking, I figured out, how do I just take my book and repurpose it into a bunch of different pieces of content? And as I've refined this system, now after writing four best-selling books, I can generate content on demand from these books, and I don't have to spend hours and hours and hours wondering what to post. As a matter of fact, this video that I'm filming right now is based on the process that I actually use whenever I'm writing a book to create a lot of social content. And I'm going to share with you exactly the three different types of highly converting content that you can use once you have a book. And that's not to mention the fact that you will also have a book, okay? A book that you can actually give to people, a book that you can show people, hand to people, all right? That's incredible. So let's talk about it, okay? This is very, very tactical, very, very straightforward. The first type of content that you can create from your book is what I call milestone content. Milestone content is about the journey of you creating your book. Okay, it's about warming people up so that they'll eventually be ready to take the action you want them to take, aka buy the book, aka share with their audience, aka support you when you do get to the launch party. Here's what I've learned about social media. People love to follow the journey of somebody. And I believe it's because we kind of want to know, is this person going to succeed or are they going to fail? That's why timed challenges can be really, really effective, because people will follow along to be like, can they do it? If so, I can do it. But then the other part of people is like, gosh, are they going to make it? Are they going to hit their goal? Are they not? I'm interested to see what happens. Okay. And so this is milestone content. Now, when you are creating your book, from the time you commit to writing a book all the way through the book being launched, you can create the milestone content. This is really, really great to invite your audience along the journey. Ultimately, it results in a lot of book sales down the road. Here are some examples. Your fans seeing you open and hold the book for the very first time. So we had a client, she was getting ready to launch her book, and she had gotten her first set of author copies. And she had her kids with her. She took out her box cutter, aka a little key to open it up. And she opened up the box. She opened up the edges, the flaps. And inside she saw her first official copies. And her kids were like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. And so she got to see, and her family got to see it. And that was a big milestone of her process. She shared that video of her unboxing, and boom, people loved it. People responded. People couldn't wait to get their hands on it. Another great type of milestone content is answering questions from your audience as you're doing it. Okay. When the book's officially on Amazon, that's a milestone. When you finish your first page, that's a milestone. When you finish your rough draft, that's a milestone. Any time that you are achieving something along the way, or even every time you're just doing the work, that is a milestone. Weekly updates, monthly updates, okay? These are tons of pieces of content that you can create that allows your audience in. It's not a direct sale, but you're informing them on what's going on. They feel connected to you and they want to support you. So those are some examples of what milestone content could be. Let's go to the next one. This is what I call the promo content. Okay, real original name, I know. But this is your promotional content, meaning your goal with this type of content is to get somebody, to inspire somebody to take an action. So a promo content is getting them to buy the book, follow you, share your book, tag a friend. These are promo content, and this is you're asking them to take some form of an action. So an example of this, okay, an example of this could be you are promoting your book, right? So you might have early reviews from your launch team. You can make carousel graphics about that. These might be quote cards of the favorite quotes from your first 10 readers or for yourself. This can be podcast clips of you talking about your book. This can be sharing what are the book bonuses that you include in the book. And if anybody wants those bonuses, they can get them for free when they get a copy of the book. You can do going live once a week as your book's getting ready to launch with a colleague or a friend to be introduced to a new audience and also talk about your upcoming book. You can post a picture of other people holding the book so that you can say, hey, here's my book. People all around the world are loving it. Make sure to grab your copy today. Okay, so it's really about creating content that isn't even a whole lot of work. It's just what already exists. And then you're asking someone to take a call to action. This is very straightforward promotional content. You can do 3D mock-up graphics. You can do quote cards. You can talk about the book. You can promote yourself, right? Lives, podcasts, email blasts. This is the promo content that you can do. And just from what I've talked about, you can do one of these a week for 8 weeks. That's 8 weeks of social content. You tie that in with a milestone piece of content. And now you got multiple pieces of high quality converting content that are warming the audience up, taking them on their journey and getting them ready to buy your book and enter your ecosystem. Once they get the book, you're the expert, boom, boom, boom. And eventually they either become a client or they refer you to people because you've delivered such an incredible, incredible resource to their life. Now, the third type of content is what I call the educational content. Now, part of writing a book is that you want to be seen as the expert. You want to be seen as credible. You want to be seen as the authority. And so one of the things that I really, really love doing with books is how do you take the book that naturally increases your authority and brand, but how do you take that and level it up to build your brand on the back of the book? This is where the educational component comes into play within the content strategy. Now, educational component is exactly that. It's you educating people based on the content of your book so that you can build your credibility and establish your expertise in that field. So some examples of educational type of content is the things that you are an expert in that you are teaching in your book. So what is the book? Three problems the book solves. Three things you'll learn in the book. The outcome of the book. Answer the FAQs that people already have and then refer them back to the book. Create a video of you telling a story you shared in the book. Here's the kicker. You don't have to recreate or make something new. You just put your best content into your book that directly relates to the impact and the income that you aim to achieve. So for example, my book is Big Idea to Bestseller. If I go to any single page in here, I can look at what is the topic of that page? What is the topic of that chapter? And then I can make a social post, either a graphic, a carousel, a long form post, an email campaign, a short form video, a reel, a long form video. And I can just take this book and I can create that. So here's an example of how you could do that. Let's just go to page 32 of my book. Okay, this is the five must-dos of writing. Okay, so the five must-dos of writing. I can teach the five must-dos in a short-form video, in a long-form video, in a carousel. That's three different ways of doing that. I can then go into each one of the five things and I can make a post for each one of those five different things and elaborate on them. Okay, I can take the story that I tell in here and I talk about, I give a scenario of what happens when people start writing and why they don't finish a book. I can tell that story and that's educational content. You can share a testimonial. So all of this being said is that you do the work one time where you take your best stories, your best experience, the best material, the stuff you're already being asked about, the stuff you're already getting paid for, you turn it into a book, and then that book is the vehicle to creating unlimited pieces of content. No more whiteboarding out a million ideas. You already have the book. Just go page by page, chapter by chapter. No more wondering, what should I talk about today, tomorrow, or the next day? Your book is written in the way that you would teach somebody how to achieve a specific result. Great, tell them that. So these are the three types of highly converting content that you can create based on having a book. You have milestone content, include them on the journey. You have promo content, get your audience to take action. And you have educational content, which is to build your expertise and to show why you are the credible expert in that line of work. Okay, this is how you do the work one time and then maximize and get hours and hours and hours of your time back every single week. I can tell you that this strategy for me and our team has saved us so much time because my book is a direct correlator to my business. I take my book, I pick the ideas, I turn that into social, and it's a circle, a never-ending circle of constant branding, expertise sharing, authority building, and great high-value content that is directly related to my business. So I hope that you enjoyed this. And if you have a book, I want to challenge you to create 10 pieces of content. Look at your first 10 chapters, 10 pages, and create those 10 pieces of content. If you don't have a book, I hope that this is kind of getting the wheels turning. If you're already going to spend a couple hours every single week doing social content just for a couple likes, couple hundred views, couple hundred thousand views even, well, why not just take that time, write a book. In a couple months, you'll have a freaking book and you'll have all of the social content just right in one spot that is directly related to the work that you do. So hope that you enjoyed this breakdown of how to turn your book into highly converting content. And if you want to get a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller, where in the bonus section of this, I talk about how you can turn your book into 100 pieces of content, I want you to go to go.bigideatobestseller.com/free-book. And I will send you a free copy of this book. All that I ask is that you cover the shipping and handling and we'll get this to your doorstep very, very quickly. That link will be down below if you want to grab a free copy of Big Idea to Bestseller. Otherwise, I hope you implement everything that we have talked about just now. Let's get it and let's go. Thank you so much for listening to the Big Idea to Bestseller podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get started writing your dream book to grow your business and make an impact, then go ahead and go to bigideatobestseller.com. That's www.bigideatobestseller.com. You can get some free resources. You can grab a free copy of my book, Big Idea to Bestseller. And you can check out everything that we have to help you get started absolutely for free. Together, we're changing the world one book at a time. I'll see you on the next one. Let's go!